Welcome to Spark Stories, where entrepreneurs and experts share their brand story and how they found their spark, the spark that started it all.
Welcome to Spark Stories. We're in the studio today with Miss Dr. Jerika Dodd. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. You had a good weekend?
I did. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Did you do anything exciting?
This weekend, what did I do? I did some events to support others. I had a friend of a friend that was speaking and had another friend that was promoting her new book. So I attended some events to support them in their endeavors.
It is nothing like supporting good friends that are in the industry. Go entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Well, good. I'm so glad that you're here today. And I'm so excited to hear more about you and your brand and how you find your spark. As you know, the Spark Stories is your opportunity to tell us who you are, what you do, and why it matters. So tell us a little, again, who you are. Who are you?
Well, I am Dr. Jerika Dodd, and I am a pharmacist. I've been a pharmacist for 21 years, and through some personal experiences with my health and the health of some family members, I have made it my mission to empower people to become the CEO of their health. And I think it's really important that we all take charge of our health if we have the capacity to do so. And that's what I am creating as a movement for people to be in charge of their health.
Wow. So when did the movement start?
Oh, gosh. The movement started for me personally about 3 years ago in 2015. My parents experienced some health challenges, and I found myself involuntarily advocating for them as they experience their health challenges, asking questions for them and supporting them on their health journey. And then I had a journey of my own, which required brain surgery.
Wow.
And so, yes, when I was in the middle of my own journey at that time, found that I was advocating for myself in talking with my healthcare team as to how to best take care of me and restore my health.
So why is it important to have an advocate?
I think it's important to have an advocate so that you have someone that can articulate and support you in one, understanding, and two, being educated on what's going on with your health, and also being able to help you communicate with those who are supporting you, such as your healthcare team. So an advocate can help make sure you understand as well as make sure others understand you.
All right. But as a caregiver, I don't have a background in medicine or certain illnesses. How could I still be a strong advocate not having a voice?
And so as a caregiver, I think that one of the best ways is to have an advocate that does have a healthcare background. It would not likely be prudent for you to try to read up on everything you could. And there's lots of information. We live in an information age, but usually when you are in the middle of being a caregiver, that's generally what you have time for.
Right.
So having someone who is an advocate with a healthcare background can be very supportive to you as a caregiver.
So I shouldn't use WebMD as my advocate?
Well, I don't know.
Or my diagnosis.
I don't know if that's the best place to self-diagnose or self-diagnose the ones that you're caring for. It's definitely a source of information. But I think it's important to have an advocate to help you sort through all the information that's out there, whether it's information that you're finding on your own on the internet or information that you're getting from all of the healthcare practitioners that may be on that patient's team.
Okay. So how does your service work as far as helping the family or the individual to navigate through the process?
So I've created a service called Your Pharmacy Advocate, and it's actually a concierge pharmacy consulting practice where every patient can have their own personal pharmacist. Through the journey of supporting my parents as well as my own health journey, I realized that everyone needs a pharmacist at some point in time. And so the way our service works is every patient is assigned a personal pharmacist, and that pharmacist gets to know that patient, their health history, their background, what medications, supplements, what their lifestyle is like, even their diet. And we support them by providing education as well as recommendations for an action plan to have better health so that patient can live a healthier, fuller life. And that may include lifestyle recommendations, nutrition recommendations as it relates to the medications a patient may be taking, screening for interactions. We're able to look at their health overall and look for imbalances. We're able to offer nutrient recommendations in that most prescription drugs at some point in time deplete nutrients, and several services that help that patient have a better understanding of their health journey, and how to make that a better journey.
Okay. That's really interesting. Can you kind of paint a picture of what the traditional role of a pharmacist is compared to a concierge service?
Sure. So usually when people think of a pharmacist in the traditional sense, they think of a pharmacist at the retail drugstore or pharmacy dispensing medications behind the counter in a white jacket, counting pills. Pill counter is often the term that's used. However, in a consultative role, a pharmacist is able to meet with that patient, have discussions with them about their health, show them the importance of the medications they're using, help them understand what they can expect if there are the benefits, if you will, or if there are side effects that may occur. They can educate that patient on what to watch out for. That pharmacist can also interact on behalf of the patient with the healthcare practitioner, so with the physician or with anyone else on the team, because sometimes we find that patients don't feel comfortable communicating. Sure. They don't know what to say. They don't know what to ask. So a consulting pharmacist can help that patient develop the questions they want to ask in a particular doctor's visit or communicate with that doctor on their behalf.
Okay. So you do work directly with the care provider to help reconcile medications.
Yes, okay. We can.
Okay. And so how would someone find your service?
Well, to find our service, the easiest way is to visit our website, which is yourpharmacyadvocate.com. There on the website is a 800 number that they can dial and speak to someone live and provide their information, and someone will get back with them and set up a consultation. Or on that same website, yourpharmacyadvocate.com, they can see links to all of our social media platforms. There are videos that talk about some of the services that we provide. There's tips for medication use or all types of information and discussions, as well as they have the opportunity on the website to fill out a contact form, and that contact form comes to us and someone would return their call.
Okay. Now, do you do this as a partnership with other pharmacists, or what is your team or your makeup?
So the way that Your Pharmacy Advocate is structured is that we contract with other consulting pharmacists who provide services to take care of patients according to the model of Your Pharmacy Advocate. And so that is what allows patients to have their own personal pharmacist.
Okay. Now, is all of this done virtually or is it in office?
It's done virtually. We are able to take care of patients by phone if that's what they prefer, or if they have the capability and the desire, we're able to do video chats or video calls with them.
Oh, that's very convenient.
Yes.
Very convenient.
From the privacy of their home, and they can be comfortable. We find that sometimes when patients are picking up their prescription at the retail pharmacy, they don't know what questions to ask. They've just come from the doctor's office. They're trying to get home to take care of their family and get out of traffic. And so at that point when they're asked, do you have any questions? Oftentimes they say no because they don't know what to ask. They haven't had a chance to review the leaflet that comes with the prescription, so they're not sure what to ask. However, once they get home, they have a chance to look at the medication, review the leaflet that comes with it.
Sure.
They may have additional questions. And so that's what we find is a time for them to be able to reach out to their personal pharmacist and get those answers.
Okay. So is that the education component of your service, or is that the education? Do you offer different workshops or conferences to kind of inform the patient?
So all of that, okay. All of that is encompassed. Definitely, we want to educate patients about their specific medications. But as we continue to grow and build the platform, there will be additional education where they can watch videos and see information and education on their particular chronic illness or topics of interest to them. They'll be able to access that on demand. Mm-hmm.
Now, why is this so important to you? Why does this really matter? Where did you find this passion to even become a pharmacist? And then most importantly, to give back to your community?
So this is important to me because I've had the experience of firsthand watching people in my own family have medical conditions, have treatment, have surgery, and not know what questions to ask, not even know if they had questions, not understand that it's definitely important for them to have a full understanding of what's happening, what's being done for their health. Sometimes patients will say, yes, I understand. Yes, I agree. And then if you were to step away and ask them, do you really understand what's happening? They don't. And they also are not able to really articulate what's happening. And that's a passion for me, to be educated and to know what's being done on behalf of my health to my body.
Sure.
And so I want all patients to be able to do that. And I think that when patients are empowered to be in charge of their health and make decisions for their health, the conversations between the patient and the healthcare provider are richer and fuller. Sure. And have more meaning.
Okay. That's very interesting. It makes me think, so having you as an advocate, does it help cut down on administration errors or what? I hate to ask for a horror story, but what are some of the stories that are out there, again, that will bring people closer to your service?
Gosh, I say that most people, when I'm speaking with them, at some point in time will tell me a medication story. And it may be theirs personally, or it may be the story of one of their loved ones. And I've had people say that, oh, I wish that your service had been in existence when my mother or my father or my family member had needed some help. We had all these medications, all these bottles, and no one knew how to make heads or tails of what they were on, what they should have been on. I've had someone say, my parent takes more medication than the drugstore actually has.
Right.
And so you hear stories of, I had someone tell me that they picked up a medication for the flu for their child, and they didn't stop and read that leaflet at the drugstore, got home, taking care of family, and was told by another caregiver that the child was having hallucinations.
Wow.
And that they had no idea that this drug caused hallucinations, in pediatric patients. And the mom was really upset. Like, the doctor didn't say anything to me. I picked it up from the retail pharmacy. No one gave me, that clue that I should watch out for this. And, she was very disgruntled because, sure, when your child is having hallucinations and you didn't even know that could happen, that's not a good outcome.
Right.
And so, of course, that led to more questions. Should she not take it anymore? Should she, should I do something to get the dose that's in her system now out of her system? Mm-hmm. Or do we just have to wait it out? So those are the type of stories that people bring to me. I've had someone call me and say that they were suffering from constipation chronically, and they were prescribed a medication that cost a copay that was several hundred dollars. And when they took the medication, it caused them to bleed. And so what can I do? I can't afford this medication, and the medication has a side effect that I don't want to have to deal with the bleeding. So how can we, address my problem without me using laxatives chronically?
Right.
And I can get some relief and not, have these side effects as well as this dent to my budget.
Okay. Speaking of budget, what is your ideal client, and what type of services do you accept? Insurance, or is it more so private pay?
It is private pay. We are a cash-based wellness business, and our services are set up membership-based, and it is determined based upon how complex the case is.
Sure.
So that's why we do initial consultations to hear what's going on with the patient, what their medication list looks like, their supplement list looks like, what types of illnesses they're dealing with. And then we're able to make an assessment as to how involved that patient is and how we can best serve them, how our pharmacists can best serve them. And so we also believe that a model of taking care of patients over several months is the best way, because usually chronic illnesses are not addressed and we don't see improvement in a day or a week, if you will.
So most of your patients have chronic illnesses and you're caring for them anywhere from 3 to 6, 9 months?
3 to 12 months,
okay.
Whatever we deem is best for seeing results in that patient due to their specific situation.
Okay. Now, you're based here in Atlanta,
yes,
but you can service the country.
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, we can take care of patients across the country, and that is because we would contract with a pharmacist that is licensed in the state where the patient is located. So they have a pharmacist that's licensed in their particular state, and they have the capability of interacting with that pharmacist either by phone or by a virtual video.
Very nice. Very nice. So we know what your ideal client looks like. We know how to find you, and we know why it's important to you and what gives you that spark.
Yes.
And we just, it's very exciting to hear that there are programs out here like your pharmacy advocate, because there's so many people in need right now, and they're searching and again, have become their own researchers,
right,
and trying to use the World Wide Web to diagnose and to advocate. But it's just reassuring to know that there are services out there like yours to say, hey, I can stand up and I can speak for you when you don't necessarily have a voice.
Right.
And so that's very important.
We also are offering a free health assessment. So because this service is new, some people may be thinking, I'm not sure if a pharmacist can really help me. I'm not really sure if I need the help of a pharmacist. So we're actually offering a free health assessment where if someone wants to try our assessment out, they can send information through that contact form or either call the 800 number from the website, and they're able to receive a link by email. That link will take them to a questionnaire that would take about 10 minutes for them to give us some information about their health. We're able to take that information, get the results of that health assessment, have a consultation with them, complimentary, and they in turn receive a copy of that health assessment. They can elect to move forward and work with us in our services, with our services, or they have that copy of that health assessment and they can use that in further conversations with their healthcare team. And so that gives patients an idea to see what we're offering to try it out by taking that health assessment and allowing one of our pharmacists to share how we think we could serve them.
That's a perfect opportunity, kind of almost like test drive.
Yes, yes.
The services, because it is, it's something new.
Yes.
And like you said, it's something that I definitely think we should push more towards. So yes, getting the information out there is going to be essential. Do you have any community workshops or programs that are coming up soon?
So my programs that are coming up are not necessarily patient, like community patient programs. We're booking those as we speak. However, I do have speaking engagements that are coming up, and those are all detailed on social media, the dates, the times, and the topics. I will be hosting a webinar on how to become the CEO of your health, and that will be coming soon. And so there'll be listings on our social media outlets to allow patients to register for that.
Oh, the CEO of your health. I like that. That means we need to start taking charge.
Yes.
Taking charge and running things in our own lives. Now, could you, if you had to give one piece of advice to our listening audience about being the CEO of our health, what would that be?
My one piece of advice would be that every 6 months to 1 year, you need to have a pharmacist evaluate the medications, supplements, vitamins that you're taking. And this is because oftentimes when patients are on medications chronically, they can take them for years. Mm-hmm. And they go through cycles where they're just being refilled. But I think it's important, at least, like I said, every 6 months to 1 year, to have a pharmacist review those medications, making sure that you are what you're supposed to, you're on what you're supposed to be on,
sure.
that it's still needed, that the understanding is still there by the patient as to why they're taking it, that they are being compliant with the regimen that's been prescribed. And if they're not, that, you know, they need to loop the healthcare practitioner that wrote the prescription in, looking at any supplements. Oftentimes people go to GNC and they pick up supplements and say, oh, this will help whatever right. they need, and just start taking it. And so it's important for patients to have these things reviewed so that they know that they're taking what's best for them and having those conversations regularly.
Now, you make a good point. So a lot of times, like I said, where you're relying on the World Wide Web to tell us you need this type of supplement or you need this, and you go out to GNC or Whole Foods and you're trying to start this new lifestyle. So you help reconcile that as well, even the vitamins and the additional supplements that we take on our own?
Yes.
Okay.
That's good. Can take a look at that and look at if there are any interactions between the supplements and the prescription medications that someone may be taking, because generally who holds that information? Some patients don't report that to the doctor, mm-hmm. what supplements they're taking. They only report their prescription meds. So our service aims to consolidate and reconcile all of that,
sure.
so that we can say, if you pick up a diet pill, that may not work with the prescription medications that you're taking or any other type of supplement that someone may just pick up on their own.
All right. How often, what do you think the percentage rate would be of people who actually keep a good list of their home meds and then their prescribed meds?
Oh, gosh. I would say at least half to more than half of people do not keep a list.
Wow.
I think that people think, oh, I have it in my head, and it's not prudent to do that, because in a time of crisis, what if you are unconscious?
Sure.
Having your medication list in your head is not really going to help if you can't share it with anyone. And so I think it's important for patients to have it in their cell phone, or have it on a list written down at home and leave it on the counter in case someone needs to come to your house and get that list and provide it to someone. And then I think it's important to have a copy maybe in your wallet or in your purse, so that at all times someone will know what medications and supplements you're on. And it's also important to keep that list up to date.
Up to date. Now, within your practice, are you using any special technology or resources to help, it's going to electronic medical records. Do you have any technologies that you're using to kind of integrate with hospital systems or for someone to keep a database of their home meds?
So right now we do use a software to manage our patients, and it has a patient portal. It does not integrate with any hospital or medical facilities electronic health record system at this point. So our system is separate, if you would, but we do keep a concise record of our interactions with the patients, our recommendations for the patients, our action plans for them. And they have access to that at all times, and they can take copies of that and share it with their healthcare practitioners
Very
and
nice.
Team. But we'll definitely be looking for opportunities to integrate in the future.
That sounds good. Well, again, thank you so much for sharing with us, our listening audience, who you are, what you do, and why it matters here at the Spark Story. So I thank you so much, Jerika, Dr. Dodd.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you for listening to Spark Stories. If you're looking for more help in gaining focus, come check out our website, where you can find episode show notes, browse our archives, and access free resources like worksheets, trainings, events, and more. It's all at www.shesparks.com.